Welcome to my Monday Mindset Shorts, in which I want to share with you coaching tips that I use with my postnatal rehab clients to help them live with more freedom from anxiety and worry by living a life based on their values. Join me each week for this short and thought-provoking episode. My son loves playing Minecraft and other computer games. He'd play most of the day if he could, and so we restrict his time on a screen for his mental and physical health. Every Sunday he has a screen-free day, so no game playing at all, only family TV in the evening. This weekend he told me that when he's not on a screen, he struggles with what goes on in his head. He finds the total randomness of his thoughts a bit disturbing, the weird memories he flicks back to, the sudden feelings he has caused by a thought about an imagined future, and the stream of consciousness that becomes so loud he can hardly hear what it is going on around him. My awareness of this, as he said it, apart from, oh my God, I need to watch what he's able to access when he's on YouTube, was, oh wow, this is such a good description from a young mind of how we all often feel, isn't it? I know he's not alone, feeling that his mind must be the only one that's weird. I think we all think that nobody has crazy thoughts like we do. Everyone else is all calm and zen internally. But that's just not the case. The fact that most of you will recognize this feeling shows it's not just us. We are always connected by the common humanity of pain and discomfort. The main thing is, what do we do with this discomfort with our stream of consciousness? For my son, his learned response is that he doesn't have to hear what's going on in his head if he distracts with game playing and watching people play games on YouTube, a weird phenomenon I still can't get my head around. But this also makes it all louder and more difficult when he isn't distracted in this way. It's like standing in a noisy bar or nightclub and trying to have a conversation with someone, shouting loudly just to talk, and suddenly the music goes off and the volume you're speaking at now is so inappropriately loud it scares you and everyone around you. Glennon Doyle has a powerful story in chapter 9 of her book Untamed called Dragons. She describes having a snow globe with a dragon inside when she was younger, and as she was scared of the dragon, she'd keep shaking the snow globe so that she couldn't see it. She makes the comparison that the internal stuff we struggle with in ourselves is like the dragon here, and the things we do to distract from that stuff is the snow flurry we can create in order to not feel, hear, see, or experience it. In my son's case, that's playing computer games. In my case, that's eating snack food too often. For others, it might be binge watching Netflix late into the night, eating too much or too little, drinking too much, gossiping, overworking, busyness, being extremely self-critical or constantly judging others. We all know what this feels like. And more than likely, you know or might recognize your natural tendency to numb or distract yourself when things get sticky in life. When I talked to my son about this, we talked about learning to be okay with the crazy and weird thoughts in our heads as the first step to working on this. As humans, we all need to be okay with the stuff we find difficult, not freaked out by what's in our heads and react ineffectively as a result. Having a deeper understanding that everyone's minds do interesting things when not occupied. Knowing what your numbing or distracting tendency is so that you can be aware when you start to use it is also incredibly powerful to start making change. We can't change what we don't see in our lives, and awareness is like a spotlight turned on to where we need to work. We could then start leaning in towards the discomfort we are trying to avoid, naming it or the pattern of behaviour, so that we really become familiar with it and therefore more able to make change. Becoming playful and curious with our feelings can help us move away from settling in to familiar patterns that don't serve us. Naming the behaviour or feeling, drawing it, saying it in a comedy voice or singing the name of the feelings and behaviours all help to lessen their impact in our lives and gives us the skills to now move towards what we most value in life. And that is our next phase of breaking the discomfort distraction cycle. We can now choose our next move, which will take us towards the things we love and cherish most deeply in life. For my son, his awareness right now isn't at the point of being able to see that constantly playing computer games isn't good for him. Our role as parents is to guide him consistently towards that realization and give him the experience and tools to make good choices along the way with, I'm sure, many, many backward steps. For myself, I need to look at what behaviors might be more effective in dealing with my cravings for snack food when I'm bored or weighed down during the afternoons. So how about you? What's your dragon and your snow flurry? What can you notice and name in your behaviour patterns to understand more about how you deal with difficult emotions? And how might you navigate yourself more effectively in the long run? Thank you so much for joining me this week. I hope you found this interesting. See you next time. I'm interested to know how that piece resonated with you. Has it hit the mark? Do you connect with the understanding of it, or maybe do you connect with it but you're struggling to make it a reality? I'd love to discuss it with you over on my Instagram feed, so find me at Mother of All Movement on there. Developing psychological flexibility and self-compassion is a lifelong project for all of us. So talking, listening, and sharing is crucial to becoming more skilled for our lives.